Welcome, everybody. My name's Chloe Ballatore. I'm a communication and relationship expert. I'm a graduate of Princeton University and Pat Allen's Wundt Institute, and I've been doing this work for about 12 or 13 years now. I found it when my marriage was in trouble, and when I saw the kinds of results that it got, I was sold pretty much. Because I've never really seen results like this from any other modality before. Oh, the other thing is, Alberto, you can help people from the waiting room if you want to admit them. You have that ability too. So I'll do these two. Okay. Please excuse me. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a brief introduction to the principles that this work is based on. That's the scholarship, the scientific and psychological work that's been done. Well, some of it's like thousands of years old. And then I'm going to spend most of the time taking your questions. Is anybody else having trouble hearing me? Can you put that in the chat? Maybe turn up your volume, Arcana. Okay, other people can hear me. Great. Okay. So why are we here? What are we talking about? When we talk about relationships, especially successful relationships, these are usually relationships that are balanced between feminine and masculine energy, also known as yin and yang. And this is part of the duality that characterizes life on Earth, right? We don't have pain without pleasure. We don't have black without white. We don't have yin without yang, feminine, masculine. Our world seems to be organized this way. And then we have all the gradations in between, which is connoted by the slope in the yin yang symbol. And so, even if you are in a homosexual relationship, you still are going to have feminine and masculine energies. All of us are both, okay? All of us are both feminine and masculine. And this is not just from the scholarship of yin yang, which is thousands of years old. And if you want to learn more about that, there's a great book by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee called The Yin Yang of Life. And that really classifies almost everything in the world. Food, colors, activities into yin and yang. It's pretty interesting. So, that is an option. But basically, we know from experiments that were done in the 1980s on newts' brains, which were done by Roger Sperry, for which he won a Nobel Prize, we know that we all of us have a right hemisphere of the brain, which is the yin energy, which is more feminine, which is passive, patient, vulnerable. This is the seat of magic, sensuality, creativity, sexuality. Okay. All these things are the domain of yin energy. Yin energy is in the world to make it fun, but it's not of the world. Okay. It's the world of feelings. And all of us have a left brain, and most of us on our left brain when we're at work. And this is doing, competing, conquering, controlling. This is achieving, taking care of. Yang energy is very much of the world. And so a lot of times when I'm talking about yin and yang, it's helpful to think about yang. The metaphor for yang is usually a brick, and the metaphor for yin is a flower. Okay. One is not better than the other. All of us have a unique balance that exists within us, and we have the balance of yin and yang energy that exists in specifically our romantic relationships. Right? Because two yin energies or two yang energies are okay in a friendship, but in a romantic relationship, we end up oftentimes having a power struggle. So we either have a power struggle for the masculine energy, which is a struggle for control and dominance, or we have a struggle for the feminine energy, which is a struggle for empathy and tears, right? What I teach is negotiating with love, which basically means you alternate between those two energies when you have a conflict. or an awkward situation. You don't have to be doing this work all the time, but that very much these tools come into play on first dates, on setting the blueprints of relationships, and also when you have a communication breakdown. Most conflicts in relationships are communications breakdowns. So these tools also really come in handy then. And I like to ask my clients, and you can begin thinking about this now, which do you want more? Everybody wants both, but in your romantic relationships, do you want to get your feelings cherished or your thoughts respected? Which is more important? And we often start from there because then I can understand if you're in the feminine or masculine energy in your relationships. Now, a lot of times you may be in the feminine energy and you want to be in the masculine energy, or vice versa. You may be in the masculine energy and you want to be in the feminine energy. This often happens because we have childhood trauma. Childhood trauma almost always shows up in our intimate relationships first. And whether it's trauma with a big T or a small T, in this context, isn't that important. What's important is how you experience that trauma, how you processed it, because two people can go through the same thing and have completely different reactions. What often happens in childhood, whether your parents were well-meaning or ill-meaning, what often happens is that children have to separate from their authenticity in order to attach to the people who run the refrigerator, the people who take care of them, because human children aren't very independent. So the things that happen between the ages of 0 to 12, when we're extremely dependent, also coincide with the critical developmental windows that humans go through. And that's why things that happen in your childhood almost always have a greater valence or greater power over you than anything that happens later in life. And they've even done studies where childhood PTSD is more intractable, is more impactful than PTSD that soldiers experience from war. It's hard to measure these kinds of things, so I don't want to get too bogged down in that. But simply because the events happen in childhood, they tend to have more power over you. Freud postulated that childhood was the only reality, and the rest of your life is getting over your childhood. And in a sense, he was right. However, we now know that the brain can change and we can rewire the brain. It doesn't rewire on pleasure, it is a painful process. Even when we make changes for the good, we find that we go through pain. And so that's something that I also help people with a lot, is recognizing whether the pain you're going through is the pain of change, which means that you're already making a change, or is it the pain that change needs to take place, which means that you need to do something in addition. A lot of times when we start making changes and we go through some pain, we want to stop. And I think this is one of the least studied areas of psychology and psychotherapy, is that you will be going through pain when you're making changes for the better, and to not let that scare you. As I said, there is a difference between the two kinds of pain. And I go more into that in my second book, which is called New Ways of Being: The Pain of Change. I've written four books on this work. The first book has a lot of the basics of this work. It's called How to Live, Find, Love, and Keep It. And then the second book deals with change. My third book is about marriage. My fourth book is about daddy issues and mommy issues. So those are all available on Amazon. I put my credentials in the chat. I also teach this work a few times a year. Now I'm offering all my modules both live and asynchronous. So you can either do the module live with a very small group where we have homework and we talk and we meet like four times total for each module. There's three modules. Or you can do it asynchronous, meaning you can watch the lectures, do the homework. We can do it all like that. You just send it to me and I email back, or we can meet in between that time. So that's also been working really well, something that I introduced at the end of last year. You may have seen, because you guys are on Meetup, teaching a special workshop this Saturday, Relationships for Alpha Women, where we're really going to get deep into like the best tips and the best strategies for relationships. And that's a woman-only event. So you can sign up for that on Meetup. And there's another sign up as well, which if you can't figure out the Meetup, just message me because a couple of people couldn't do that. Okay. So now we are going, I'm going to open it up for questions. And you can really ask a question about anything. Raise your hand, put it in the chat. Okay. And I will call on you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Chloe.
Welcome back. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm good. It's good to be back. I have a question about well, I talked about this last time I was here, but so there's this guy who the issue was, and I guess still is, that he has two best friends. One is a woman and one is a man. The woman is very controlling, like in her masculine energy, and she basically feels like she owns him, but they're just friends. It's nothing else. And then his best friend buddy is a guy, and
Are the two of them
no,
together?
they're not together. No,
Okay.
but those two are good friends.
Okay.
And so the issue was that, you know, he asked them, unbeknownst to me, hey, what do you think of Elizabeth? And they slandered me behind my back because they need him for his resources. He is well off. He has a lot of
Right.
connections
Okay.
in the
That's
industry. You know,
disappointing.
yeah,
Right.
he can get them jobs. He can help them out, you know. And so they had slandered me, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Well, I didn't know that. I found out later on, but now what's happened is, you know, all this drama was draining me. I didn't want any part of it. And then he's not the only guy. There's other guys out there. So I just kind of detached and didn't really care. I was doing my own thing, focusing on my own life and my career. And then he suddenly, like in the past 6 months, started showing more interest after I didn't really care about him anymore. Yeah, and so what has happened now is I've found out that he's kind of walked away from some of these people, you know, like he still has to deal with them because, like, you know, for whatever reason. But I
Right.
mean, it's not like they're best friends. They're not going out to lunch every day. They're not like in, you know, always together. And I know this because the lady is very, how do I say, she's in competition with me.
Right.
Like she has a
Did she reach
one-sided.
out to you?
Well, we work together.
Oh, okay.
So
So you see
yeah,
her.
she's very kind of rude and obnoxious. It's like she's in a competition with me, although I'm not in a competition with her.
Okay.
So she wants to one-up me every corner, and there would be no need for her to do that if, you know, if he wasn't interested in me. You see
Right.
that?
Yes.
So that's how I know what the situation's happening by her behavior.
Wait, what do you mean? She told you?
No, she didn't tell me. Like, she's constantly stalking me. Like, she's like, if I wear a red sweater, she's wearing a red sweater the next day. Like, literally,
Okay.
she wants to be me so that he can be interested in her and not me.
So your impression is that she has feelings for him. Okay.
But it's not reciprocated
Did
because,
you
like I
discuss
said,
that with him?
no, I
No.
didn't.
Okay. Okay. So what's your question? Get to your
My
question.
My question is, so I feel like in my mind, the reason he's still not like making any bolder move towards me is because he doesn't want to betray his best friend, not the woman, the male best friend. And so he feels like he'll be betraying him if he wants something with me. And my question is, do I need to worry about his reasons for what he does or doesn't want to do, or do I just forget this whole thing and just do something
Yeah, I
else?
mean, what is it with this guy? Because you're really hung up on him and he does isn't giving you a lot.
I know.
And that's a trauma response to try to force somebody to like you who doesn't really like you. I'm not saying maybe he does, but he's just not capable of taking action on it. I mean, that's always a possibility, you know. And men are single-minded. He may not have time, but you know, the bottom line is it doesn't really matter what his motives are. I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking like you're describing a years long saga with this guy who's never really fully been available. And I just think that your energy in general can probably be better used.
And then the thing that you said, I don't know. I think you said the five flirts, right? For
Yes.
that, you just pick a place and then you go there and you like I would just be making eye contact. I don't have to do anything beyond that, right?
With the smile, with the
With a smile.
smile.
Okay, with a smile.
Eye
Okay.
contact and smile at the same time. That's one. The five flirts are five while you're doing the business of your day. I mean, four while you're doing the business of your day. So like walking around, going to the grocery store, or taking your dog to the park, whatever it is. But one of those is going to be seated. So you're going to go somewhere where you like the look of the men that are around there. And last week, I don't know if you heard the recording, but last week we talked about, really stacking the deck in your favor. So go somewhere where there's a lot of guys and not a lot of girls, like a chess club, that kind of a thing, right? I just went into this store the other day where they have all these board game competitions. I'm willing to bet the ranch that that's going to be mostly men. You might want to consider that. But yeah, you're just going to be doing the eye contact and smiling at the same time for 5 seconds. That's your cue to the man or to the person you're interested in, the masculine energy, that they can approach. Now,
Okay.
if you're getting really frustrated, like you're in with this situation, I mean, I would really wait for that because I want to see you with someone who really likes you and wants to be with you. There are some caveats where I'll say, well, you could ask him for help, or you could, you could initiate conversation and kind of fudge it by doing that, by asking for help. But let's first try not doing that. Let's first just try the eye contact and smile. And I want you to experience what it's like when a man comes up to you and is like interested in you. And I want you to be aware of another script that might be operating. This is like fresh in my mind because I was going over my notes for Saturday today. But a very common script I hear is everyone I like doesn't like me, and everyone who likes me, I don't like. And when I hear that script, I don't see it as an expression of truth, right? That expression is a pain addiction. So be wary of pushing people away simply because they like you, simply because you're habituated to doing it. We are doomed to repeat that which we don't understand. And so, if you've had any kind of daddy issues in childhood where you felt abandoned or neglected, or you didn't get the attention you wanted, or you were abused, you may be susceptible to a pain addiction because you may have learned at a young age that pain and love are always intertwined. And I'm a little concerned about that for you because you keep stoking your pain addiction with this guy for 2, 3 years.
I know, but yeah, I guess I want to do the thing you said with the five flirts and focus on a few,
Yes.
like two or three guys, not just one person.
Yes,
And
three
just
guys
like,
is ideal.
yeah.
And give them each 3 dates. Give them a chance. When you meet someone who's kind to you and who really likes you, it's not going to feel the same drama as the guy that you're trying to convince. So you have to desensitize to it a little bit. I want you to duty date. I want you to go out with whomever asks you. Just, I mean, unless it's egregiously horrible, otherwise go. I want you to try it. I want you to practice, even if you don't like them, practice receiving admiration and like from somebody else because you're
Even
putting
if
a lot out there.
they're not my type.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially if they're not your type, because I have had so many clients who have said to me, no, I'm not doing it. He's just a friend, only to find that they kissed, they fell in love. I mean, I talked to one of my clients today who was actually my first client. Like, I did my practicum with her with Dr. Pat. And whatever, 13 years ago. And she, it's all happened. It always works. If you stick with it, it always works. She's with a great guy. She's, they're trying for a baby. They're getting married, all the things. He happens to also have a lot of money. I mean, it really is a dream come true. But we talked today, and it's still been a period of adjustment. And when she first met him, she was like, "Nope, no chemistry. He's just a friend." But she kept talking to him because she was just talking to him about other things. And sometimes for women, the chemistry can build. So just give
Okay.
it a shot.
Okay. Thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome. I hope that helps. I think it's time to give up on that guy. That's my opinion. Okay. There's a couple things in the chat. Brett. This is the first time to this meeting. I've tried many dating apps and sent many requests to meet different ladies, but I feel like the ugly duckling as I can't get any responses. What could I be doing wrong? Okay. Brett, you're not the only person that this has happened to. This does happen, and that's why I really prefer in-person flirting. So, I'm going to teach you the five flirts. Is you said this is your first time?
Yes,
Okay, let me
ma'am.
okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you know which energy you're in? Do you want to get your feelings cherished more, or do you want to get your thoughts respected more?
I think my feelings cherish more, but I don't think you understand where I live in terms of the opportunities that are available to me. I am in the middle of nowhere, Billings, Montana.
Okay, so you don't see women during your day?
Well, the other part is I work from home,
Okay.
and so what I try to do is get myself out, and we have a little shopping plaza, and I go out to that, or I'll go out to some stores and walk
Very good.
around and smile at people, but that's the most we can get out in this neck of the woods.
That's fine. Eye contact and smile, that's the cornerstone of flirting, okay? So, if you're telling me that you want to get your feelings cherished, that means you're going to have a partner that you respect. That's going to be a man or a woman or a non-binary who's in the masculine energy, who's more controlling, who's more dominating, who's focused on their career, probably makes more money than you. Does this sound appealing?
Not too appealing, to be honest with you.
No? Okay.
No, man.
Okay, so then what you might want to try is the masculine energy. Look, sometimes the energy doesn't follow the gender. So like 15 to 25% of the time, I work with men who are authentically feminine and women who are authentically masculine, and that's absolutely fine. It just has to do with finding a partner who is compatible. Okay, so in your case, if you're looking for the masculine, then for the feminine energy, and you want your thoughts respected, then you're gonna have to cherish a woman's feelings. And so that means it's on you to ask for the date. It's on you to make the first contact. If they give you the eye contact and smile, you speak first. Does that sound better?
Yeah, I can try that.
Okay, so you want to be more in the caretaking role. Both roles have an upside and a downside. One is not better than the other, like I said. We live in a very masculinized world, so we tend to value masculine values sometimes more than feminine ones. That's one of the reasons we fail to cherish the environment. But regardless, one is not better than the other. Okay, so on your flirts, what you're going to be doing. You definitely, since you work from home and especially in a remote area, you have to get out at least once a day. I don't care if it's just walk around the block, but please get out once a day at least. You may also consider stop ordering things online. Go out and buy them instead. You have more of an opportunity to meet people that way.
Yeah.
You may also consider picking a spot to eat lunch in every day outside the home or to have a coffee so that you go there regularly and the people get to know you. That way, you can start to suss out. I mean, often people meet at work because you see someone in a lot of different situations and interactions, and you can kind of get to know somebody without all the pressure of going on dates. But this accomplishes something similar. If you go to the same restaurant every day or the same coffee shop, people start to get to know you. So the five flirts are 4 days a week. You're going to be flirting in the course of whatever you're doing. You're going to the drugstore, you're walking your dog, whatever it is. You're going to give 5 seconds of eye contact and smile to someone that you like, based on the energy, the look, whatever. If they return it with 5 seconds of eye contact and smile, that's your signal that you can approach. One day a week, you're going to plant yourself somewhere, maybe at the mall, go somewhere, like I said, where there's a lot of women. Go to a Starbucks near a yoga class. That's going to be a lot of women, right? Somewhere, a nice women's boutique. There's probably going to be a lot of women if there's like in the shopping area. You can, if there's a food court near the women's boutique, you're kind of set there. But go somewhere, you can play around with it a little bit. Go somewhere once a week and plant yourself 45 minutes to an hour. Go by yourself. And that way you have a chance to actually start something up, right? Someone comes in, you can, and you're going to lead with cherishing their feelings. You're sitting, I'll give you an example. You're sitting in a Starbucks, a girl comes in, she's looks like she's cold, she's like, doing that thing where she holds her elbows. You might and you've already you do the 5 seconds of eye contact and smile, she returns it. You might get up and say, "Hey, can I close the store for you? You seem cold." Whatever it is, that would be cherishing her feelings. Does that make sense?
It does. And I will tell you that I've tried when I've been at a store, I'll see a pretty gal and I'll go up to her and I'll say, "You look very pretty today and I hope you have a good day." But I usually just walk away after that.
Right.
If she,
Don't do that until you get the eye contact and the smile.
okay.
And don't necess and you could say, "Hey, that's a lovely sweater," But just to say, "Oh, you're a pretty girl," doesn't lead anywhere, right? That's a nice thing to say. I like that. And you want to compliment a woman's looks, but it's a little out of place in that context, like as a first move,
Okay.
So it would be more like, but you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You could say that's a pretty sweater, or I've never tried those croissants. Are they good? But try to get the 5 seconds of eye contact and smile, because then you'll know that move is welcome.
Okay.
A lot of men are too afraid to get the eye contact. And they just go in and make their move. And then they get rejected. And then they don't want to do it ever again. Right?
Well, I've been trying some of the dating sites as well, and I think I've got a good line that I've been trying on some of these dating sites. And the problem for me is because I'm so, I guess, remote, that the distance kind of pushes the women away. Because when I reach out to these women on these different dating sites, I just give them, I start out with a nice compliment, like they look nice, they have a pretty smile. And then I say, "My name is Brett, and I'm a romantic gentleman, and I like to bring women flowers, open doors, and give them compliments." And then I say that, "Could we please chat? Because I want to try to win your hand and your heart." And then I just leave it at that. And that's not panning out for me
Yeah, it's
either.
too strong. You're going too hard. You're going too hard on the paint on the first contact.
Okay, should I
So it's
tone
just
that
like you have a
down?
nice smile. Yeah, you have a nice smile. Start trying to find out about her in a cherishing way, And
Okay.
then you can say, but I like one thing I do like is that you're trying to get to the phone call really quickly.
Yeah.
That's good. Because you don't
Is
want
it?
to have too much time texting and communicating on the app. That's 2 weeks most, maximum.
Yeah, because with some of these apps, like I was talking to a girl last night and she was all positive on the text back and forth. And then this morning, she disappears.
Right.
And I have no idea why, because she was all positive with me.
Well, it's
We were.
really important that you guys don't take this stuff seriously. These are strangers. That
Okay.
could be a catfish. especially on the apps. A lot of people are
Okay.
just shopping and they're not actually even single.
Oh,
Okay. So,
okay.
you got to, you got to be just a little bit more skeptical when you're meeting on the app because you don't have all the information that you would for in-person meeting. And you really don't know if you're in a relationship or if you even have chemistry with somebody until you actually meet them.
Yes.
So I would start with a little bit lighter compliments, but still compliments, thinking about cherishing feelings, getting to that phone call quickly. That's very good. And then, leading with your thoughts, cherishing her feelings, and just if you're saying win your hand, you just met this girl, be logical, okay? Just
Okay.
start a little bit more gradually. That's gonna read as desperate. And look, we're all desperate to a degree, but I'm just trying to help you mitigate it a little bit so you can be more successful. There's no judgment, it's just for you to be more successful.
Instead of giving all that extra lines, how should I shorten that up? That's what I don't know.
Well, just try to be like more friendly. So, for example, that's a lovely smile. I see in your pictures you go skiing. Do you have any favorite slopes?
Oh,
Whatever it is, just pick something from the atmosphere. Don't try to
okay.
reinvent the wheel. But as the masculine energy, it's on you to make the conversation. So,
Okay, thank you.
you are so welcome. And please, you guys, I love hearing your updates. So if you have an update for me also, and you, Brett, come back. Let me know how it went. Okay. How do we know if we're yin or yang or if we have feminine or masculine energy? Very good. Okay. Who asked that? Oh, good. You're in here now and you can hear. So what I usually ask people is, do you want your feelings cherished? Or do you want your thoughts respected? And that's how we know which one we're in your romantic relationships. For example, in your work life, everybody wants their thoughts respected because you're at work and you're doing and achieving, and feelings don't really come into play as much. But in your romantic relationships, which do you want most? Your feelings cherished or your thoughts respected? And keep in mind, because we live in this universe based on duality, that if you say feelings cherished, you're going to need to respect the thoughts of the partner, okay? Especially in awkward situations and conflicts. Does that make sense, Arcana? Maybe she's having. But yeah, it is recorded, and you can find this recording where you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. I do this for you guys, so it's a resource that is really mostly for you. And I also appreciate your support. So if you like what you're hearing, please hit the pledge button on Meetup. Okay, Brett, the other Brett. I will be heading to my first speed dating event in about a month. What is an appropriate perspective to take for this kind of gathering? Okay, Brett. The other Brett.
Hello, how's it
Hi,
going?
Brett. Welcome. Is this your first time?
Indeed it is, yes.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Okay, so you're going to a speed dating event. From what I've said, what do you think is more important to you? Is it to get your feelings cherished or your thoughts respected?
Thoughts respected.
Okay, so you want to be in the masculine energy. That's the yang energy. Now, keep in mind, you guys, as we get older, we do go through hormone changes. So sometimes these things can change. Women become more masculine, men become more feminine as we get older. It might change for a relationship. I've occasionally had a client who liked someone so much they didn't care about the energy. So they were like, I don't care. I'm going to go feminine energy, even though I'm more masculine because I want to be with this girl. Okay, so that has happened before. But okay, in your case, you want thoughts respected. So you're going to be leading then with your thoughts, and you are going to be inquiring about her feelings. I understand sometimes when I say these words that they don't conjure up something specific, but that's part of the process, is understanding what is what does fall in the category of thoughts respected and feelings cherished. So when you're doing this, if you want your thoughts respected, you're obviously not going to pick a girl who is like trying to control you and trying to boss you around and telling you you're a stupid idiot or teasing you or nagging you, right? Because you want respect. So you're going to be looking for that respect. And you're going to be leading with cherishing, meaning you're going to be inquiring about her feelings. So instead of what did you do today, how are you feeling right now?
Makes sense.
Okay. So, how do you feel instead of what did you do? Again, if you notice that there's some obvious way that she's feeling uncomfortable or she says she's thirsty, go up, get up and get her a glass of water. Waste that time. Get the water. That's going to look really chivalrous. So listen to what she's saying so that you know what cherishing her feelings is going to look like. It's a speed dating, so you don't have a ton of time, but go in with that rubric and let me know how it goes. I think it will really, really help you.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, good. Sounds good. I look forward to your update.
All right.
Okay. Do we have any other questions? You can raise your hand. You can put something in the chat. Again, here's my stuff. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to learn more, you guys can check out my books. Sign up for one of the modules, which I really teach my books and I go into great detail in them. Okay. I don't know who was first, but okay, I'll go with Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hey,
How can
glad
I
to come.
help you? Welcome back.
I don't have question. I just frustrating sometimes to see guys hot and cold. This means they
Yes.
have some really good conversation with you, send you his pictures, tell you his days, and then call for a few days, say, I'm busy, I was busy or something, and then come back again, and I was
Yes.
busy again, and I come back again.
Yes.
Where was he with others or?
I know this is such a common thing, and it's so frustrating and confusing when you go out with a guy or a girl and it goes well, and then you like never talk to them again, or you, like you said, they ghost for a little, they go away. Sometimes a guy will drop out because he wants to see if you're going to chase him. He's trying to get you to do the work. So he's kind of trying to consciously, unconsciously, maybe, subconsciously, he's trying to bait you into doing some of it. We know from this group, I know you've been in this group for a little while, so you know a lot of men don't like to put themselves out there and ask for the dates, right? Because if they get rejected, that triggers their childhood wounds and they don't like that. But the key, obviously, for men is desensitizing to that and bringing a little bit more logic to it and understanding that that's just a stranger that you're trying to make a connection with, and it's not.
But this is not a stranger, has been friend like a year. Has gone out, had fun time, not intimacy, but have fun time experience
Did you make out?
hiking. No.
No. Okay.
So, and he actually tell me fun too, and he respond to my message right away too. However, during this year, I just noticed that the pattern is hot for a while and then cold for a while and then hot for a while and then cold for a while, just on and
Right.
off. Sometimes I think, oh, okay, he's cold, I'm forgetting, drop him. But no, he comes back.
Well,
And
if
then I
he's
say,
just a friend, it doesn't matter. Do you have romantic feelings for him?
we had chemistry in the beginning and I
Okay.
think we still have chemistry, but because this on and off thing just turns me off. And whenever he's cold, I think, okay, I'll drop him. And then he come back again.
Right.
What is he doing then?
Okay,
I've
I
heard others done that before. Others
right.
had the experience like that. I just wonder, why do
Well,
they do that? What's
sometimes
the
men
point?
also, he may not be that conscious of things. He might be scaring himself. Sometimes what happens is men get close and they think and they start feeling things And then they want to break away because they don't want to feel their feelings, because a lot of us is, have experienced childhood trauma and we have a lifetime of suppressing our feelings, right? And so even feeling any feelings is something of a trigger. So, I mean, I don't know him. I don't know what's going on with him. I understand your frustration and I agree that it's highly frustrating. The only thing, you can do really is confront it head on. You can do the stroke and stand, make the appointment and just ask him, I really enjoy our time together. What do you think about being more consistent? You could do that. I don't know if he has enough consciousness to even be able to answer something like that. And if you're not in a relationship, it could be awkward. The other choice you have is to just to choose not to be with him anymore and just to say, hey, look, we've been doing this for a while. I really enjoy our time together, but this hot and cold thing isn't working for me.
Do you think it's worth of just not even being a friend? It's just too annoying.
Only you can answer that question. For me, I don't like that. I don't have a lot of people who do that because it's gamey and it's gamified communication. And the book on that is The Games People Play by Eric Byrne, which is the handbook of transactional analysis, which I use it a lot in my work. But basically, it's inauthentic communication. So I don't like it. But that's not to say that I don't have the occasional person in my life who appears and drops off, but they're not that important to me. To me, what's important is someone who shows up. So I keep my circle really small because I
They
like,
shows up.
yeah.
They shows up very short every
Right.
time. It's like if you disappear,
It's
they're
up to you.
gone.
Is it, you have to decide, is it worth it or not? If he's over 51% valuable, I say keep him. If the frustration is outweighing the joy and the pleasure of seeing him, then dump him. It's really that simple.
Because we don't even have that much. There's nothing to really dump or not dump, but he just keep coming back, and then it's like, what's the point?
I mean, 100%. And if you get frustrated enough, you might just tell him that.
I
But
did.
again, lead with the, oh, you did? And what, how'd it go?
I did. He said sorry. He said, "Oh, I'm busy. I have to stuff like
Okay. So he
that."
knows. He knows. Okay. Well, this is what you get with him. Take
Okay.
it or leave it.
Yeah. But okay.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Okay. Who's next? Allie. Hi, Allie. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chloe. Hi, and
How are you? Are
hello,
you finally
everyone.
over your cold?
Can you believe it's still lingering?
I
Am I
mean, I
still
still hear it a little
not?
bit.
I know
It's
my
kind of
voice is still
crazy.
not. It is bananas. And so I just wanted to share an update.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm also happy to defer to those who have their hands up. Maybe they have a burning question. It's just an update. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
I'm happy to go after
No,
the update.
give us your update.
Really? Okay, because
Yes,
I
I
still
know
have a little
there were
brain
some
fog.
comments in the other meeting, and
Yeah,
it is what
I
it is. You guys, this is a free meeting. You're gonna have to just go with what's happening. You
Yeah.
know
I still
what
have a little
I
brain
mean?
fog. I was going to
I
jot
try to,
down.
I really do my best to like run the traffic. Obviously. It's easier when Raul's here. Alberto's helping tonight. Thank you, Alberto. But
Thanks,
I do my
Alberto.
best to run the traffic and get everybody in and get all the questions answered. But
Yeah.
if you need more, that's what the paid events and the private sessions are about. Okay.
Yeah, and they were trolls anyway, so
Yeah, they were. I
it's
think Raul kicked them out. Yeah.
he did. Yeah.
I mean,
And
that's the downside. The upside is this group is getting really popular. The downside is we've had a few more trolls.
yeah.
No worries.
Boo-boos exist. So my update is this, and again, I didn't want to I'm still dealing with a little brain fog. I can just jot down my talking points while the others are asking their questions so that it can be more
Just give
concise.
me a quick update.
Quick update. Things are going fabulously well.
Good.
We're
Oh, good.
having
Back on track.
so much fun. So yeah, I saw him for the first time in, God, it's been almost a month because I had this, stinking flu, and he was getting over the flu as well. And
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to come over. You've been coughing all in your room, and I'm really reluctant. I can't have this backward slide again. I'm gonna wait until, you're fully cleared, and I'm also strong enough to where being around people isn't gonna cause me a setback, So anyway,
Good.
yeah, we had a little tiff over, I don't even remember what it was. And as I look back on it now, we both kind of bury our heads in a pillow and laugh our heads off. And it's like, what were we even talking about? And so he was
Right.
telling one of his brothers, he was like, hey, dude, the honeymoon is definitely over. And so I'm like, what do you mean by that? But what he was saying is that we're out of the shallows. We're really in the thick of it in terms of really navigating real couple stuff. Like things come up, you address the stuff. If you don't address the stuff, it becomes a barnacle that really creates drag. And so the bottom line
Yes.
is, it's just really been kind of cool and fun. And again, he's my best friend, and I am just really having the time of my life. It's just been
I'm
amazing,
so
and it's so
happy.
healing. And again, I was thinking, no, because he's just different from guys I'm accustomed to dating. And I don't really know. And I had this kind of bird in the hand, syndrome where I was
Nobody's
feeling like,
perfect.
exactly. And I'm very aware of that. Yeah,
And
for
you've
sure.
already had enough, you're not in your 20s, right?
Definitely not.
So you've
Even though
already
I
been
kind of look
around a
older.
little bit. You know what's out here.
Yeah, for sure. For
So
sure.
I mean, I
For
think he sounds great. I love that you're saying we had someone else. Well, somebody else said, even if he's not my type, see? He wasn't your type.
Lifestyle wise, he's
But he's
definitely my
good
type in
for
many ways.
you.
Yeah, he's definitely good for me. I'm healing in spades, and he's really been instrumental in deepening my healing and really facilitating just radical shifts. And it's just been amazing. And I've had different types of guys where, I had the mover and the shakers, and this, that, and the other, and we're painting the town red, and it was always like, bum, 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 bum. The pace
Yep.
was so fast paced. And with being a traumatic brain injury experiencer several times over and being a trauma survivor, I don't know that I have an appetite for that anymore. There was a
Right.
time when I felt like, oh yeah, that's definitely my speed. Now I really relish in the stable, the true, the regimented, the reliable, the showing up, the help mate, help meet, whatever
Right.
that term is. And he took me out for dinner. We went to this really upscale restaurant, and just a little prosperity story really quickly. Can you believe I instigated us getting comped like over $80 worth of stuff at this restaurant? And it was amazing. And we had just one adventure after another. It was just a magic carpet ride of a night.
Good,
We just had so
good.
much fun, and the food was amazing. And the host was like, sure, because we missed our birthdays because we both were, under the
Right, I
weather.
remember, I remember. I'm so
Exactly.
glad. I'm so
Yeah,
glad.
and so can you believe more than a month later, the guy is honoring our birthdays and comping us all this stuff? And my friend said, sweetheart, that's enough. Come on now. I can
Yeah,
pay for that.
that's good. You got your birthday.
I did. And the guy said, no, whatever. Would you like something else? It's not a problem. And so I said, well, no. And my sweetheart was like, babe, come on, seriously, I'll pay for that. I said, why would you do that? He's wanting to be generous.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
he just continued to lob it on, saying, would you like something? I'm like,
I'm
are you
really glad you
serious
brought
right now?
that up because a lot of times women step up and we try to stop somebody from giving to us.
Yeah.
And it really, you're just like you said, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you deprive a man from being a man? Let him be a man.
No. This is the host, not my
Right,
sweetheart.
but he was a man, right? Or he was,
Absolutely. And he
right.
was very
And
honoring.
he
We
was
made
in a
friends. We spoke
masculine
to the
role, whether it
restaurant.
was a man or a woman. It was
That's
somebody
right.
in a masculine role doing their job. So let them
Being
get their
very generous.
strokes for doing the job they want to do. Don't fight them. So
Very
very
hefty
good.
tip. He got a very hefty tip, my sweetheart.
Good.
He got me flowers. He also got my car washed for me. And he committed to, because I'm in the process of moving. When I do move, he's going to make sure that he supports me around getting some electrical work done at my
Great.
house. So I'm grateful. So thank you.
Great. You are so welcome. I'm so glad that you are taking this work to heart and taking these tools to heart, and it's going so well for you. Okay. I'm gonna do one more question. Who's next? Okay, I can't get too much into the chat right now. So I'm gonna just go with the hands raised since, okay. Valentino, are you there? You have a quick question for me or an update?
Yes. I guess I'm wondering, like, many times I get phone numbers and we exchange phone numbers with a young lady and it goes back and forth maybe two, maybe three times, and then it kind of just fizzles out. I wonder what's going on there. Kind of some people, I think one or two person may have related to that. That's a superficial question, but also getting something a little bit more in depth when you talked about quick background. My father was married once in Philadelphia, and his first wife passed, and he went to Italy, married my mom, and it was us three. My father was very distant, so my mother became like the disciplinarian. So I think that we I think you alluded to something about some issues, like when men get like I think intimacy or vulnerable, they may want to pull back.
Right.
How can someone, a man like that, heal from something that improve from something like that?
Okay. Well, you're in the right spot. And basically, this work is all about taking counteractions against the way you were scripted to be as a child. So there's a, t I mean, you know, doing this work, doing actions against it, going against your script. When I do the modules, what we really look at is the scripting, and we look at it from a bunch of different angles so we can get the best data on it. And so once we see what some of these scripted messages are, and you're already seeing them just from coming to this group, you're already seeing, oh, I have a fear of intimacy, for example, because at some point you were shown or taught or demonstrated that when you become vulnerable, you're going to be put down and you're going to be shit on. So it's really systematic. We got to go through all these things and we look at when you're triggered and what reaction you have and how we can respond in a more balanced way. And simply working towards living in a more balanced way, which sounds really vague when I'm saying it, but a lot of times trauma, childhood trauma especially, throws us into a state of ego dystonia, which sounds like a really complicated term, but basically means that if you are a feminine energy person, you're forced to become more masculine. And if you're a masculine energy person, you're forced into your feminine energy. It's something called precocious relatedness. So that probably happened to you. And that's why you're hesitant to do some of these things. The thing with the phone numbers, something must be happening. We're gonna have to like look at those interactions in detail. Why you're getting phone numbers, which shows that's good. That shows you're doing something right. But then something's going wrong when you're trying to close and have the date. Something's falling off. So I would have to look at exactly what you're doing and saying. And, you know, as I've said before, this group isn't necessarily the best forum for that because it's better, it works. This group is really to give you guys the introduction, right, to this work, let you have question time and ask a lot of the questions that just come up when you start learning this work, because it's a lot and it takes repetition and it takes a while. And I want people to understand what they're getting into, because then by the time if you do schedule a private or you show up at the module, you already know some stuff, and that helps me a lot. I'm not somebody who's just trying to extend appointments to get the most money out of people. When people really learn this work, they go off, they find their person, and I'll hear from them once in a while, but it takes usually about 3 years. So that's what this group is for. Then I do private sessions. Like I said, I do the module. Then I have some one-off events that you guys can look at. I'm going to wrap it up now. Please excuse me. I know that I didn't get to everybody's question tonight, but I will be back here next week. And of course, you guys are welcome to reach out to me in the meantime. And if I don't hear from you before that, I'll have a good night.